Hello and welcome to another episode of the Meet Me in Sacred Space podcast. I am your host, Lori A. Andrus. This podcast is a place for you to press pause on the busyness of your day-to-day life. It is a place to discover your voice of inner wisdom, reconnect with your authentic self, and to become the courageous creator of your adventurous, vibrant, and spirit-filled life. In each episode, we will get raw and real exploring what it means to live a soul-led life. We'll talk about sacred practices, spending time in nature, ceremony, ritual, and in-the-now crystal wisdom. Along the way, you will discover practical ways to bring the sacred into your everyday life. Grab a cup of tea, light a candle, get cozy, and let's dive in. Hey, hello, sacred friend. Welcome back. I am Lori A. Andrus, and welcome to this episode of the Meet Me in Sacred Space podcast. Today, we are kicking off a new series that I'm calling Oracle Insights. I'm so excited about this. It is beginning as I'm launching the Stone Speak Oracle on Kickstarter. If you haven't seen that yet, pop on over there, get your deck, support this campaign. This is how we are getting the deck into your hands. The deck is ready to go. All it needs is to be printed, and your support of that campaign, your pledge, will support it in going to print and actually getting into your hands. So each of the pledges offer different options, from a deck to a necklace that features the Stone of the Year created by me, a reading, a private reading with me, a personalized necklace, a coloring book that highlights a whole bunch of 16 different coloring pages that I've created over the years, and lots of other fun things. So head on over there, check it out, links below in the show notes, and join this, join me in the joy of working with the crystals and stones through this oracle. All right, so let's play with the oracle today. We're gonna sink into a little oracle insight, and I'm really excited to do this because it popped up. I knew I wanted to do to begin adding a card draw and message into the podcast as the deck went live, and I was trying to lean into how does this want to show up, and what questions want to be answered through the process, and is it a message for the week? What is it? What themes want to be there? And this week, as I lived my week and had several themes show up, I just started jotting them down and really leaned into them. And we're gonna sink into, how do we find insight and guidance? How do we work with the oracle to glean insight around what's unfolding in our day-to-day lives? So oracle decks, to me, are something truly special. And I think about this month is my 20-year anniversary of working with oracle decks. I know that sounds kind of goofy, but this is really the time when I started, 20 years ago, started working with oracle decks for the first time. And I will never forget my first oracle deck. It was Doreen Virtue's Angel Guidance deck, and I was blown away. Every morning I would sit down and draw a card and read the message in the book and let myself connect with what that meant for me, how it resonated in my world, how it reflected what was unfolding. And I think this is the beauty of oracle decks. And I will kind of giggle because probably, 50 plus oracle decks later, I'm finally bringing my own into the world. And that is truly exciting to me. But oracle decks, the whole idea behind them is around tapping into our own inner wisdom and reconnecting with that voice of inner wisdom, reconnecting with spirit in whatever language you wish to use around that. And the beautiful thing with oracle decks is that they highlight different themes. And obviously the Stone Speak Oracle, well, that highlights the crystals and stones. And this deck in particular is really around tapping into our inner wisdom and trusting our own inner guidance, really learning how to cultivate our relationship with self and really embody what feels authentic and natural and aligned in our lives. And this deck is really written from that place. It's the stones' messages, the crystals and stones' messages on how to do that, to recognize the places where we're getting in our own way or where we have a pattern that's in a loop in some way or another, or where perhaps we need to really anchor into our day-to-day life or let our light shine more brilliantly. So today in this Oracle Insight, we're going to sink into question around what to do when we hit a growth edge. Have you been there? Have you done that yourself? Hit a growth edge in your life and found yourself recognizing that there is an old story in front of you that it is time to move through because that story has been on such a deep loop of repeat over and over and over again. And that moving through is moving through that, recognizing the fear that's attached to it, recognizing the old storyline maybe that's attached to it, recognizing the opportunity on the other side if you give yourself permission to move through that growth edge. This is something that actually popped up for me this week specifically, and it showed up in a way that really surprised me, but yet it was perfect. It was so perfect. So I was taking a workshop, and it was a 3-day intensive workshop, so intensive, with someone who I have been following for probably a decade and always thinking someday I'm going to do a workshop with her. Someday I'm going to do her training. Someday, someday, someday. Well, all of a sudden here someday was, and it was everything lined up. It was easy to say yes. And in I went, and right away, immediately, I found myself confronted by some pretty big growth edges in my life. And I really, like, oh my goodness, it hit me really hard. And I knew that it was time for me to really confront them in a loving and compassionate way and a tough love way as well, to give myself a little bit of tough love at the moment and really give myself space to move through it. Well, today what I want to do is I want to sink into the deck. I want to pull a card. We're going to do just a little shuffle and pull a card and see what the stones want to say about those times in life when we meet with a growth edge. I'm just shuffling through. Gosh, I love the way these shuffle. They feel so good in the hands. And here we go. This is what we got. Well, this is not at all what I would have expected. So the stone that popped up is Sunstone, and it is to stoke your inner fire and step into the sun. Oh my goodness. Whew. I feel kind of a wave of emotion as I read that message, because for me, this really lands. The thing that really showed up for me, and you know, the thing that I actually shared with one of my dearest friends about the growth edge that was showing up in my world was that I was letting this story be a reason to hide myself, to hide my work, to hide what I'm doing, to hide. And wow, what a perfect message here about stepping into the sun, because when we're in that place of meeting with a growth edge, that's really what we're being asked to do. We're being asked to step forward and to let our light shine even more brilliantly. And we get to choose, right? With our growth edges, we don't have to say yes and move through it. It may not be the time, but there are, we all know those times when we're ready to meet the growth edge and confront it and be compassionate, give ourselves a bit of tough love, and to really sink in and amplify our inner fire and say, yes, yes, this is what I want in my life. Yes, I'm ready to move forward. Yes, I'm ready to claim and stand in my own light. So let's see what the book has to say about this message. So we have Sunstone, number 15 in the card deck. So I've got my little book here. number 15. And so I have, I just want to share with you. So this is just a sample, you know, mock-up book. And inside, it's not printed in color, it's just black and white, but the final books are all going to be printed in color. And that to me is just, oh my gosh, delightful. It's so exciting. So Sunstone, stoke your inner fire, step into the sun. Sunstone speaks. So the book's laid out so that there is first a message directly from the stone, and then there's a deeper message where we go a little further in. So Sunstone speaks. Sunstone says, stoke your inner fire with the fires of Mother Earth. Let her flames feed your soul and nourish your creative vision. Let the fire within you grow. Let it light you up from inside out. As it does, you will naturally feel called to share yourself with the world in meaningful ways. There are times in life when we need to step back from being a warrior engaged in battle. Times when we need to lay down our sword and shield. Can you relate? I can relate. Our sword and shields is so often the story that we've been carrying with ourselves, the one that we've that often we have to be present with and let ourselves move through. It's the storyline that is creating a sense of limitation in our world. Oh, yes. So during these times, we will be called to surrender the fight, the struggle, and the pain, to make peace with the past, to let it go, and to shed it like a coat that no longer fits. As the past is surrendered, inner light emerges, wisdom emerges, and a path of peace arises. Your past has held you in place for too long. It is not part of your becoming. Sunstone has shown up today to invite you to lay down what is in your past and allow it to fuel your soul fire. The weight of past stories, experiences, beliefs, and difficulties have become burdensome. As you slowly lay them down with love and compassion, they fuel your inner fire. These pieces of your past have gifts to offer you, insights and wisdom about who you are and the ways your soul longs to shine brightly in the world. These gifts can be recognized through your unique perception of nature, your gentle heart, or your loving presence. Your inner fire wants to burn brightly. Begin to attune to what lights you up and brings you joy. Explore different activities and hobbies that ignite your passion. Take time to connect with nature and appreciate its beauty. Practice acts of kindness and compassion towards yourself and others. Nurture your relationships and create meaningful connections. Embrace self-care and prioritize your well-being. Discover ways you can live more fully in alignment with yourself, allowing your true essence to shine and positively impact the world around you. Sunstone is here to ignite and amplify your soul fire. The very core of your being that radiates with passion, purpose, and vitality. It is the spark that ignites your inner flame, infusing you with a renewed sense of motivation, inspiration, and determination to pursue your goals, dreams, and visions with unwavering enthusiasm. Sunstone empowers you to unleash your true potential and radiate your unique brilliance to the world. It is time to embrace your inner light and let it shine brightly, illuminating the path to your greatness. Illuminating the path to your greatness. Yeah. What a beautiful message from Sunstone. And what a beautiful reminder for those moments when we hit a growth edge. Growth edges are opportunities. They're opportunities to be present lovingly, compassionately, and with a little tough love sometimes. To be present with the stories we've been telling ourselves, the ways we've been keeping ourselves hidden and small. It was such a big piece for me, that aha that lit up this week, recognizing the story I was telling myself and the reason I held on to so tightly to keep myself hidden. This is not something I want for you. I want you to be able to recognize those moments, to recognize those places in your own life where you've been holding onto a story. I want for you to be able to expand your light in the world so brilliantly and in aligned ways, ways that feel natural and authentic and unfold with the greatest of ease. And those moments when we meet a growth edge, they aren't always easy. Man, they can be emotional. That's what showed up for me this week. Some really beautiful emotions, lots of thoughts. But as we let ourselves feel those emotions, we move through the energy and we open up to our own becoming. I know you've got this, my beautiful friend. I want to celebrate the growth edges that you are meeting with right now. And I want to know that Sunstone is right there with you, ready to support you in expanding through it. All right, so if you are ready to go in, dive in, and support the Kickstarter campaign for the Stone Speak Oracle, pop on over there, the link's down below. I'd love to get a deck in your hands. Decks will be delivered by early June. And yeah, that's about what I've got for today. So I wish you a beautiful day, my sacred friend. And as always, shine brightly. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Meet Me in Sacred Space podcast. If you like what you heard and would love to hear more, be sure to subscribe. And if you have a question for me about the creative process, sacred practice, ask me anything. Pop it in the comments or the reviews on Apple Podcasts. I'll be sure to work it into future content. Wishing you a beautiful day. Shine brightly.